Aloha mai, o kainani ko uinoa, and welcome to Papa Olelo Hawaii Makahiki e Kahi Beginning Hawaiian Lessons. This podcast will feature lessons from the text of Nā Kai e Walu mo Kuna Eiwa. E ho'o maka kākou, let's begin. The Papa Olelo of Kamokuna Eiwa includes many words related to the ohana. Family and family connections are a major topic of discussion whenever people meet in Hawaii, but we often overlook how the Hawaiian way of structuring the family is distinctive. Go back to the paapaa'olelo of this mokuna and examine the vocabulary closely as you listen to the following passage. The ohana is considered a fundamental unit in all cultures, but it is especially important in Hawaiian culture, which emphasizes genealogy as the organizing principle for society. You will see that English terms such as first cousin, great aunt, and even brother and mother follow European principles of kin organization that are totally foreign to traditional Hawaiian thinking. The Hawaiian kinship system has been further complicated by the incorporation of terms taken from English such as anake for auntie, tita for sister, palala for brother, and mama for mama. But these terms are used differently by the Hawaiian speakers than the original terms would be by English speakers. For example, anake can be used by a person to refer to any respected female of his or her parents' generation. The individual need not be related to the younger person. The term mama can refer to one's mother, but it can also be used by an older person to refer to any female in his or her mother's generation who is an elderly woman. The adopted terms also carry connotations of slang and informality. Learning the proper use of Hawaiian kin terms in their various contexts is important for the maintenance of Hawaiian cultural perspectives. It is also important to learn to distinguish the full meaning of the terms modified from English and the proper time to use them for joking and an informal slang versus the normal usage of the traditional terms that form the basis of the Hawaiian view of society. Ka Ohana Hawaii. The English way of naming Ohana members is different from the Hawaiian way. In Hawaiian, men and women call brothers and sisters using different terms. Try to keep the Hawaiian way of thinking in mind when discussing people in your own family. Kaikua Ana is an older sibling of the same sex. So the older brother of a male is Kaikua Ana, and the older sister of a female is also Kaikua Ana. E ho'opili mai. Kaikua ana. Maikai. Kaikaina is a younger sibling of the same sex. So the younger brother of a male is kaikaina, and the younger sister of a female is also kaikaina. E ho'opili mai. Kaikaina. Maikai. Kaikua hine is a sister of a male, regardless of which sibling is older or younger. E ho'opili mai. Kaikua hine. Maikai. Kaikunane is the brother of a female, regardless of which sibling is older or younger. E ho'opili mai. Kaikunane. Maikai. We will now learn the pepeke no no'a with he, a pepeke type that allows you to say, I have a something, or you have several of something without saying how many you have. E ho'olohe mai a e ho'opili mai. He ilio ka'u. I have a dog. He hale ko keoni. Keoni has a house. Notice in the first sentence, I use the kino'a, ka'u, and in the second, kino'o, ko. Keep in mind the rules that determine whether you possess something by kino'o or kino'a. Now it's your turn to create some sentences. Say, I have an older sibling of the same sex. Ai, he kaikua ana ko'u. If you are a male, this means you have an older brother. If you are a female, it means you have an older sister. Maikai. Say, Keala, who is a female, has a younger sister. Ai. He kaikaina ko Keala. Say, she has a brother. Ai. He kaikunane kona. In Hawaiian thought, it doesn't matter if the brother is older or younger, the same term is used. Say, this boy has a sister. He kaikuahine ko keia keikikane. You can say that someone has some or several of something by adding mau after he. E ho'olohe mai a e ho'opili mai. He mau pa pale kona. He has some hats. He mau ka'a ko keoni. Keoni has some cars. Now it's your turn to create some sentences. Say, I have some older siblings of the same sex. Ai. He mau kaikua ana ko'u. If you are a male, this means you have some older brothers, and if you are female, it means you have some older sisters. Maikai. Se Keala, who is a female, has some younger sisters. Ai. He mau kaikaina ko Keala. Se she has some brothers. Ai, he mau kaikunane kona. Say, this boy has some sisters. Ai, he mau kaikuahine ko keia keikikane. There are many other Hawaiian kinship terms that can be found in Mokuna Eva. Please familiarize yourself with all of them, as they will be emphasized in the remainder of this podcast and in the second podcast for this Mokuna. Ka pepeke no noa me ka hua helu. Besides saying that you have dogs, books, cans, etc., you can also say the exact amount you have. The amount can be any number or even none. A ohe is none, and ehia is the hua helu for how many. Two slightly different patterns express the amount of things someone has. If the possessor is a papani, then the papani possessed follows the amount a ohe or ehia. E ho'olohe a e ho'opili mai. Ho'okahi a ma ko wi'a. We have one fish. A ohe ou pa pale. You have no hat. He umi a ma ko pa. We have 10 plates. Ehia olua kuka. How many coats do you have? Now it's your turn to translate some sentences. Remember that amounts higher than 10 are preceded by he, and don't forget the kino o and kino a rules. Say, they three have no uncles. Ai, a ohe o lākou anakala. Say, I have 4 aunties. Ai, e hā o u anake. Say, how many towels do you have? Ai, e hia o kāwele. Say, how many balls do you have? Ai, ehia o kini popo. Say, he has 10 cars. Ai, he umi o na ka'a. Mai ka'i no. The second pattern is used when the possessor is not a papani. In this pattern, the thing that is possessed follows the huahelu, ehia, or aohe. Note that the only difference between the two patterns is the order in which things are said. Eho'olohe mai a eho'opili mai. Heiva kalua leka a na haumana. The students have 20 letters. Ho'okahi haleku ai o wainiha. Wainiha has one store. Ehia ia a kaukane. How many fish does your husband have? Aohe noho o lani. Lani doesn't have a chair, or Lani doesn't have any chairs. Now it's your turn to create some sentences. Say, Keoki has 4 dogs. Ai, eha ilio a Keoki. Say, the students have 20 letters. Ai, heiva kalua leka a na haumana. Say, this land has no name. Ai, aohe inoa o keia aina. Say, how many fish does your husband have? Ai, ehia ia a kaukane. Mai ka ino. Mau may be used in these pepeke, except those that start with ho'okahi. In this practice, however, mau is usually not used because the huahelu is sufficient to tell that there is more than one. E ho'olohe a e ho'opili mai. Elua o umau hale. Elua o uhale. Both mean the same thing. I have 2 houses. Aohe ana mau kini. Aohe ana kini. Both mean the same thing. He doesn't have any cans. He umi kumalua mau pua a lani. He umi kumalua pua a lani. Both mean Lani has 12 flowers. Now let's practice creating some of these kinds of sentences using the Hawaiian kinship terms that you know. You may also add an ave to each sentence to locate where they are or live. Say, you too have 12 uncles on Maui. Ai, he umi kuma lua o olua anakala ma Maui. Or, he umi kuma lua o olua mau anakala ma Maui. Mai kai. I will not repeat the mau variation in future sentences. Simply know that you can use it if you like. Say, Pohaku, who is a male, has no younger brothers in Lihue. Ai, aohe kai kaina o pohaku ma lihue. Say, how many daughters does that woman have in Hilo? Ai, ehia kaika mahine a kela wahine ma Hilo. Say, I have 3 older siblings of the same sex here. Ai, e kolu o ukaikua ana ma ane'i. Say, she has 15 grandchildren here in Hawaii. Ai, He umikumalima ana moʻopuna ma Hawaiʻi nei. Say, Kalei has 4 bicycles at her house. Ai, e lima paiki kala o Kalei ma kona hale. Maikaʻi no. Mahalo nui loa. Maikaʻi no kahana. The olelo no iau for this podcast is Hoʻokahi no hulu like o ia poʻe, which means these people are all of the same feather. Which also tells us all of these people are of the same family. Stay tuned for the next podcast. Ahui hou, o kainani koʻu inoa, aloha.